Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I'm looking at a story here that a substantial majority of dog owners, well, 78% by the way, and 72% of cat owners will purchase a special gift or a treat for their pet during the Christmas and winter holiday season. This is according to market research by Packaged Facts. I don't know who they are, by the way. I have no idea. Anyway, Christmas offers the perfect opportunity to show our family members we care. And for most American pet owners, their dogs and cats are as much part of the family as the human beings. According to David Sprinkle. That's a great name, isn't it? David Sprinkle. Wouldn't you just love a name like that? David Sprinkle, who's a researcher at Packaged Facts. He said dog owners are most likely to give holiday gifts or treats to their pets. And our millennials are 25 to 39 years of age. So that age group, the precious ones, Aisling's age group, 25 to 39, they're the kind of more precious. Ruth and Aisling would fit right in there. They're the ones who buy their pets a present. Would you be? Do you have a cat? Did you not have a mad cat at one stage, Aisling? Is it still alive? Hold on for a second. Why don't I just switch you on here for a second? Hang on. What's that cat's name?
Salem.
Salem, because he looks like the devil.
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, he's wild looking, isn't
he? He's a bit wild, yeah.
Better not say too much, but Mary might be listening.
She would,
loves him.
Yeah. She's very partial to Salem.
She's very protective over him.
But
he's vicious looking, is he?
He's quite vicious. He doesn't like me now, probably because I don't give him much love, I won't lie. You know, but my mum talks to him all the time. Whenever I'm in the house and I can hear my mum talking, I'm like, geez, who's downstairs? That's nobody. It's the cat.
Salem.
Yeah.
And would you buy Salem something for Christmas?
My mum probably will buy him an extra, like some sort of treat or something. Now, we wouldn't go all mad and, you know, be buying the jumpers and the hats and all the rest of it.
See, this is what happens. People start buying coats and new beds. And
yeah, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe someone out there that has cats can tell me. But I feel like dogs get treated better at Christmas time.
Than cats?
100%, yeah. I think if I had a dog now, I would be spoiling him rotten.
What would you be buying him?
Buying him everything. I'd be buying him hats.
Selection boxes.
I'd have him spoiled. Yeah.
You can buy doggy chocolates in a selection box.
I'd have him spoiled, yeah. But I feel like cats don't get spoiled as much. Now, maybe I'm wrong and someone can come on and tell me that they spoil the cat rotten.
Do you think it's a bit mad spending a huge amount of money? Because there are some people spending a huge amount of money on the dogs and cats, by the way.
They do, yeah. And look, I'm going to say, no, do you know what? I don't think so. Because I know when I do own a dog, I will be spending like half my wages on them. I know I will.
That sounds like one is coming soon, by the way.
Yeah, eventually. In my life. I already know what I'm going to call them, Niall.
What are you going to call them?
Well, even last week, right, there was a...
You're going to call it Niall, are you?
No, I'm not. I want a greyhound. And there was a list there last week of like the top pet names, right?
Right, okay.
I was disgusted because Lola, if I had a girl dog, I would be calling Lola. And Lola was number one. I'm disgusted.
So that's quite common then. You don't want to be calling your dog a common name, do you?
I know, so I can't do it anymore.
Ah, look, people are sending in pictures of their dogs in clothes.
Yeah, love it.
What's that all about? There's a person here with a dog has a collection of jumpers.
There's more jumpers than you do.
A little navy hat on his head and everything. What's going on? Would you stop sending in silly pictures like that?
Nothing silly about it.
You must have knitted that. That looks knitted for the dog.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
A Christmas jumper for the dog.
Yeah. Obviously, last year I wasn't in my auntie's house because of COVID. But normally my auntie has two dogs and they are doted upon. They're like children. And my mum buys them Christmas presents.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, maybe you're buying something for your dog or your cat for Christmas. Do you agree with Aisling that cats are not looked after quite as well? Because according to the research, she's actually right. 78% of people will buy something for their dog, but only 72% for cats, which is not a huge amount of difference. Aisling probably thinks the difference is a little bit more than that. The cats are kind of somewhat neglected. Will you be buying something for your dog or cat for Christmas? Will you be spending a lot of money on them? The number is 087-188-008. Dave, that is a brilliant picture of your dog with a wig on it, for God's sake. Let me go to Ash. Ash, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Ash?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, are you going to be buying stuff for a dog or a cat for Christmas?
Well, I have two dogs and four cats.
Right.
No, I get the dogs get jumpers every year, but to be honest with you, it's more just for photographs.
The dogs get jumpers for photographs?
Just to have a picture with them.
Could you not take a picture in it without the jumpers?
Ah, no, it's a novelty. They're only €7 now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so €7 a dog.
for the two of them. Yeah.
Christmas jumpers.
Little Christmas jumper, and then they'll get a treat at Christmas. But I don't. Some people go OTT. But to be honest with you, you spend so much on them during the year with vet bills and everything else. Like,
right, what about the cats? Are they going to be ignored, are they?
Well, they probably get a treat.
Well, just like a bit of catnip or something.
I don't know, we'll get some new collars maybe, or
right,
a few little nice bits of food.
And is it important to buy your animal something? I don't mean your husband. I mean the dogs and the cats.
No, well, look, it's just me and I have no kids. I live on my own. So I suppose they're my kind of, they're with me all the time.
Oh, right. I see. So you kind of rely on them for company, do you?
Well, they're here, like, I'm working from home the last few months, so...
It must be fairly mad there with the two dogs and the four cats. I mean, that must be a bit mental, is it?
It's not too bad. The cats kind of tend to be outside most of the time, bar one of them that's old and she's gone blind.
Right.
The others to be outside.
And do they get on okay with the dogs?
They do. Now, in fairness, my dogs are rescue, so I kind of knew beforehand that they were okay with cats.
Right, okay, I get you.
But in saying that, the little, like, the 16-year-old Jack Russell does one or two of the cats that she's not really mad on. So she might growl and run for them if she wants them out of the house.
Right, okay. But generally speaking, they get out okay.
Yeah, like, there's no fur flying now. They're all happy to live. They've no choice, to be honest.
Yeah, but it must be costing a fortune in pet food.
It can be expensive, like, and then you're looking at vet bills. You know,
I've always had at least one animal, you know. So, and that's expensive, so I can only imagine what it's like to have six animals all together.
No, it is, and to be honest, the eldest cat's gone blind recently, and she had, she ingested something toxic, so right. She gets tests and everything done.
Right.
So she's probably cost me about €600 on vet bills.
Right, and then you'd buy food for them all, and you'd buy...
That's before anything else.
And that's before we even get to the Christmas present jumpers.
Yeah, you have to kind of... You know, be sure that if something does come up, you can afford to get it sorted.
Yeah, right.
You know.
So what would you do with it? So you get the Christmas jumpers, put them on the dogs, take a picture for the Christmas, and that what goes up on Facebook or something?
That'll go up on Facebook and send to the family group chat. Who knows? It might be next year's Christmas cards for the family.
You might as well do something with it and utilise it in some way.
It's more of a novelty because you have to get them, especially the dogs, to get coats every year and new blankets for them all and stuff throughout the year. So I'm not one of these that goes out and buys their dogs parka type jackets or these. They get dog coats that are for dogs. Not designer stuff.
People
are meant to wear. No.
I've seen some of these people buying designer Gucci and all sorts of
designs. Ridiculous, like. Dementi collars and stuff. They're pets. They're not.
Dementi.
People to say to me, "Are they your kids?" No, they're my pets.
Well, but they are members of the family, aren't they?
Look, if anyone went near them or, you know.
You'd kill for them.
Words have been said with old neighbours previously.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. You've fallen out with a few people over them, have you?
Not fallen out. One lady, what she did, I thought was a bit OTT.
What'd she do?
I had a very elderly cat, and I was in my front garden, and he was over. He was old, and he was a rescue, so where he was previously, he used to ramble to a few neighbours, and I was in a small cul-de-sac, so we used to do the same. There was two or three neighbours he used to go to every day who loved him. They'd bring him into their home, they'd give him a bit of food. He was allowed up on their sofa and stuff. And a new neighbour moved in, and she was afraid of cats. He was over at her front door. And when I say, I heard the front door slamming. Like, if his tail had got caught in that door, it would have taken it off.
Oh, right, okay.
And then she threw water at him out of her window.
Oh, no. There's
the
no
cat
need.
Was 14. He was harmless. So, no need for that.
Yeah, there's no need for that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people don't like dogs or cats. That's fine.
I said to her, if he goes over, get the sweeping brush, shoo him away.
Just hoosh him.
Don't hit him with it. Don't throw anything at him.
Don't traumatise the poor animal. All right, thanks. Thanks for that, Ash. Happy Christmas to you and your dogs. Adele, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Adele? And the cats.
Hiya.
Hi, Adele. Now, what will you be buying?
Well, I've already bought some their Christmas stockings.
Right. Is this her dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Right. How many dogs have you got?
I've got two.
Okay. So you got them a Christmas stocking. What's in the stocking? Yeah. Like doggy chocolates and treats?
Well, I got them the baker's one, and I got them a pedigree one as well.
Right.
So I'll just, you know, whoever gets which whichever one that's theirs for today.
Right, okay, okay, very good. I'm looking at the two dogs here. Now, they, in the picture I see, these are Nancy's dogs. They are, or I should say, Adele's dogs. They have Buttons and Nancy, and they have two little red coats on them. Are they Christmas coats?
They are not, actually. The red one that's on Nancy's is actually Buttons when he was a pup.
Because this is Nancy's first Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, this would be Nancy's first Christmas. And the one that's actually on Buttons was my old Basset Hound's jacket. That actually fits him now.
Right. And do they enjoy wearing their Christmas coats?
Well, at the moment, Nancy's getting used to it. So she's just kind of chewing on it every time you put it on her and everything else. And then Buttons, he's well used to it because I also have a high-vis jackets as well.
Right.
Because my last Basset, she was a pure black one, and you couldn't see her in the dark, so he bought them high-vis ones with the padding and stuff inside them to keep them warm.
Right, okay. So, yeah. I'm looking at them here. So Nancy's first Christmas. Are they, by the way, are they both Jack Russells?
No, Nancy's actually a Basset Hound.
Oh, it's a Basset Hound. See, it's hard because the grass in the picture you sent, the grass is so long, you can't see their legs.
She's actually trying to jump over.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see Nancy trying to jump over. So what else would you buy them now? So you got, they have the coats. You've got them two Christmas stockings. What else are you going to get them?
Well, Buttons loves balls.
Right.
So he'll get like an absolute, the big, gigantic bucket of balls of, you know, and that would be also be all over the house within a matter of minutes.
Right.
And Nancy's on a few chew toys because her teeth are so sharp, so she'll get a few of them.
Yeah, those and dentist ones, the ones that wear their teeth down a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll be chewing on a few of them. I've also have the doggy beer for Buttons.
Doggy beer. Nancy, doggy beer.
Doggy beer for Buttons, but right. Nancy won't get that yet. She'll be on Prosecco next year. She'll get the doggy Prosecco next year.
Okay, and do they get a doggy? Will they get a special doggy dinner for Christmas Day? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, last year I actually cooked two fillets of duck last year for Buttons and his past sister.
So Daisy, Buttons got duck for dinner last Christmas.
Yeah, he got a breast of duck.
Yeah, Ashley wants to know what's your address. Can she come over to you for Christmas this year?
So this year I have to find something for Nancy, what she likes. She'll probably just get a chicken fillet or something like that for
and would you give her a glass of wine with it as well, maybe? drop a red wine, maybe. So I don't. You can get a doggy beer as well with that too.
Yeah, like you can get doggy Prosecco, but yeah, she won't get that until next year.
And would she sit down and watch Christmas television with you later in the evening then, the two of them? After
she won't be chewing on my Christmas stockings, let alone sitting down with me.
All right, listen, thanks to that, Adele is spending a fortune on Nancy and Buttons. I have a picture of them here. Two wonderful dogs, by the way. Lovely dogs. By the way, if you buy presents for your pets for Christmas, we'd like to hear from you. The number is 087-188-0008. Yeah, somebody did send me a little link there, by the way. Word of warning. It was a Facebook story there about rawhide products that come from China. And yes, if you are buying your animal, your dog or your cat, treats for Christmas, and you're not buying them in a reputable place, always check the labels, make sure they're approved, because some of these products, yes, they can come from China and they could have toxic substances in them and you don't know what they're made of and who makes them and where they come from and etc, etc. So look, do a little bit of homework before you buy stuff. Buying food for dogs for Christmas, you know, those kind of stockings and things, can be a little bit worrisome if it's not reputable brands, all right? So do be careful, all right? Stick with the reputable brands. Don't buy something cheap. Because you never know what could be in it. Let me go to Brendan. Brendan, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Brendan?
Niall, good afternoon. How's tricks?
Good. Now, you have three American Akitas. That's a handful, isn't it?
That's an understatement.
Yeah, they're beautiful dogs, by the way. Beautiful dogs. But it's
the three of them are juicy there. That's mother, father and daughter.
Wait, what's their names?
Cody, Coco and Kasia.
Did you purposely start them all off with a C, yeah?
No, Cash is with a K.
Oh, Cash is with a K. All right, okay. So it's Cody, Coco and Kasia. All right. So what are you going to buy Cody, Coco and Kasia for Christmas?
Probably the same as I did there last year or the year before. I'll just go into a charity shop and I'll take out three nice teddy bears and just wrap them up. And
will you wrap them?
Oh, yeah. I've sent you the video there. and you'll see it yourself there last year where they actually enjoyed tearing the wrapper off them.
Oh, I'm looking. Is this the video there? Is that the video you sent me in, Ruth? No, that's another. That's Daisy, who's in a Spider-Man blanket. And what the hell is that? Okay, I'll find it in a second. Ruth will send it to me in a second. So you wrap them up, and then they'll open them themselves.
Oh, they'll open themselves, yeah. I'll let them into the house and I'll call them, and once they see I have something for them, I'll give it to them one by one, and they'll go off into their individual corners and they'll spend a few minutes.
I see him now. He's on the sofa there taking it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, pulling it apart. Oh, James, he's doing a good job tearing it apart, isn't he? Unravelling it.
That's the pup.
Oh. He's huge. Right, okay. Well, he's investigating it and having a good old sniff at it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's going to rip the thing apart. I'd say they make Hames the house, do they, the three of them?
No, they don't. Just come in and they lie up on the sofa and the armchair. And
the beautiful.
It's true what they say. They definitely sleep about 16 hours a day now.
Yeah, and the other one has a bone, like a rubber bone. Is that what you got?
Yeah, a squeaky bone, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it lights up, I can see. It looks like a sex toy, actually. But it lights up as well. Very good. So what else will you get them? Will you get them anything else? What about some stocking with some chocolates and stuff in it?
No, I have Christmas stockings with their names on it, and I just put a packet of treats in it for them.
Right. A Christmas stocking That's with all. Their names on it up on the wall.
Yeah.
Over the fireplace.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's making light work of those presents, aren't they? I'm looking at the three of them here now on the floor, ripping them apart. I know people can't see what I'm seeing, but ripping them apart. But look, do you think people are mad spending money on their pets, by the way?
No.
Clearly not.
No. Why would you be?
Would you ever buy them clothes, like little jumpers and things?
No.
No. That might look ridiculous on an American Akita, to be honest with you.
No, well, I never put clothes on my dogs. No, never. That's something I don't agree with, dressing up dogs.
No. Well, some dogs, I mean, the likes of your dogs would never need it because they've got massive coats that keep them nice and warm. But smaller dogs, more dainty things, you know what I mean? They like a little
handbag
coat.
Dogs.
Yeah, the little handbag ones. They like a little coat on them to keep them warm, you know what I mean?
No, well, mine definitely don't because they have a double coat, so they definitely don't need good protection from the cold.
Well, look, have a lovely Christmas with you and the dogs and the Akitas. Listen, thanks very much indeed, Brendan, for sharing that with us and sharing the videos. They're lovely.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.